This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off Hour 3, Thursday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find all kinds of stuff. And one thing that you'll find is that it's totally free. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you money for their sites. Go and access it on the house at freetalklive.com. So, Al-Qaeda. It's a scary organization. There's terrorists out there, and they're going to blow stuff up and kill people, and they're bad. And so there's a war on terror as a result of the presumably as a result of Al-Qaeda's actions.
And all the time and energy and money that's been spent on it, you think we would take care of this organization.
Well, that's what the war on terror is about, is crushing
right.
Al-Qaeda and those other terrorists, whoever they are.
Right.
So the question is, this war on terror has been going on for a few years now, right? How effective has it been?
I would guess at least since September 11, 2001.
How effective has the war on terror been at actually suppressing terror? Well, I know that you've got some information about Al-Qaeda specifically, but I remember reading some statistics. I think it was last year that the number of terrorist incidents is on the rise.
It's true worldwide. I don't...
Not in America.
...particularly feel like our military is responsible for keeping the world safe, although I'm sure many of the people in the world do, and many Americans do. I don't feel that's the case. So the fact that we haven't had a terrorist attack here, I'm of the opinion that to some extent it's difficult to do, like, you know, the... It's difficult to operate inside the police state for the terrorist cells. And secondly, we've just been kind of lucky. You know, there's not that many people that want to do it.
Hopefully. So do tell me about Al-Qaeda.
Okay. Conventional wisdom and the Bush administration hold that the United States attack on Afghanistan dislodged and weakened the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. This is, excuse me, UPI Pentagon correspondent Pamela Hess.
Okay, so conventional wisdom saying that Al-Qaeda's done.
Correct.
Okay.
It's, let's see, it's back, a top terrorist expert told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Tuesday.
As though it was ever gone.
Right. Today, Al-Qaeda has not only regrouped, but it's on the march, said Bruce Hoffman, a terrorist expert at the RAND Corporation. So this is one guy saying this. Mm-hmm. Al-Qaeda is now functioning exactly as its founder and leader, Osama bin Laden, envisioned it.
Really?
The measurable progress against Al-Qaeda is frequently touted. Three-quarters of Al-Qaeda's pre-September 11 leadership has been killed or captured, according to government estimates, and at least $140 million in bank assets frozen. In March,
sounds like a success story.
In March, James Phillips, a research fellow with the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., said the continued offensive in Afghanistan and elsewhere was hamstrung. Al-Qaeda's leaders increasingly must focus on their own personal security and have less time for plotting murder. It's more difficult for bin Laden and his lieutenants to recruit new members, train them, communicate with them, or carry out new operations. The isolation of Al-Qaeda's top leaders believed to be hidden along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border has reduced their ability to supervise the network's activities in other regions, according to Phillips. The RAND Corporation's counterterrorism office has been studying captured Al-Qaeda literature and speeches over the last year. The so-called Harmony documents, seized in Afghanistan and dating back to the mid-1980s, has arrived at a very different conclusion. Today, Al-Qaeda is also frequently spoken of as in retreat, as if it is in retreat, a broken and beaten organization incapable of mounting further attacks on its own instead of having devoted operational authority either to its affiliates and associated or entirely organically produced homegrown terrorist entities. Nothing could be further from the truth, Hoffman told the committee.
Hmm.
The Afghan attack pulverized Al-Qaeda, Hoffman told United Press International Wednesday. I think we did do that, but it is a movement with enormous regenerative capacity.
And of course.
That's the idea. There's very little central control. Perhaps Osama bin Laden doesn't have the control that he did, but we're creating terrorists along the way. People are mad.
Yeah. Well, you go in and you blow up some buildings and kill people, you're inevitably going to kill people that other people cared about, and maybe you'll kill a bunch of people, and that person will decide, I have nothing left to live for. I'm now going to become a terrorist.
Or they're just so angry that they're going to do something like
yeah.
that. In the ensuing 4 years since the attack, the organization has evolved into what bin Laden set out to create, a fractured worldwide movement inspired by bin Laden and united by a single vision, as well as a central organization that continues to direct the implementation of terrorist attacks.
And America's still in the role of great Satan. We're going over there. We're playing right into their hands, almost. Look, all the recruiters have to do is point to the tanks. You know, here they are. Come on, step right up. We need you to blow some stuff up.
Yeah, we attack Iraq and give them, you know, give them recruiting material, and they take away our freedoms at home.
Right.
What are we really doing to Al-Qaeda?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Where is
Osama bin Laden? George Bush, where is Osama bin Laden? They know where he is. They know he's on the Pakistan-Afghan border,
George
and
Bush
they won't
they
go
want
in
him.
There and do it.
They said they don't want him anymore.
No, of course they don't. That way they can grow their government bigger and bigger.
But it wouldn't matter. I mean, really, it wouldn't matter, Mark, if tomorrow morning they had the report, you know, the headlines, Osama bin Laden captured. It would be just as incidental as the capture of Saddam Hussein. All the news agencies would go, rah, rah, go team, yay, U.S. military, you captured Osama. Yep, and then, of course, President Bush's poll numbers would jump up, and then somebody else would replace him. Then there'd be another number one guy. You know, Osama's right-hand man would step into the role, and then, you know, they'd be on TV again saying, I'm sorry, Americans, even though we got Osama, war's not over yet. This war on terror is going to go on for generations. Hey, yeah, I'm batting down the hatches because we're in this one for the long haul, America.
Right.
Keep paying your taxes. This isn't going to stop. It doesn't matter who they catch. It doesn't matter if they go after Osama bin Laden with a multi-billion-dollar crack team of task force operatives. It won't make a difference. In fact, the government would like terrorism to continue. As much as it talks about how it wants to stop it, it wants it to continue because it can continue the war on terror. I mean, if there's no more terrorism in the world, then how can you have a war on terror anymore? And this war on terror means contracts and government money going to contractors, people to build bombs and guns and tanks with. So this isn't stopping anytime soon, just like the war on drugs. They don't want drugs to go away. If drugs went away, then there'd be no more war to fight. And then what would all the black-clad paramilitary police officers do with all their time?
Practice?
Well, I guess they could go after more immigrants and get adrenaline rushes that way, but nonetheless, they love to go after drug dealers. They love kicking down those doors, and they love to spend your money. So this war on terror is not going anywhere, and that's what they've told us. They've come right out and said it. This is going to be generations. Generations. It's not stopping. Go ahead.
Islamist radicalization is increasing rather than decreasing, Hoffman said.
Sure.
This is not a fight against the current generation of terrorists, and the next generation is already indoctrinated. What we need to be doing is not fighting the generation after this. What we need to be doing is not fighting the generation after this.
He's saying we shouldn't be fighting the kids. Think about it this way. We've used this scenario before, but never quite in this perspective. We've painted the picture of, say, Red China. Coming over here into the United States because there's a bunch of upheaval in the United States. Say there's a few bombs that have been set off here. And China says, whoa, it's clear that you guys need some help. We're going to come over there with the Chinese military. We're going to occupy your country.
We're going to kill a few people.
We're going to kill the terrorists. Don't worry, United States. It's clear that your government can't handle this. We're coming over. And so China comes in here and starts killing, United States troops. And they sort of subjugate the country. Imagine.
And civilians are going to die in that process.
Right. Imagine not being an adult, because normally that's how we paint the picture. Normally we paint the picture, well, how would you feel if that happened? And you can easily see, hopefully you can easily see how angry you would be
mm-hmm.
that there are foreign troops, foreign tanks in your streets, let alone the fact that they're shooting and bombing people. That's angering enough. But now imagine being 7 years old. And imagine seeing your grandmother or your mother bleeding to death in the living room for, you know, shrapnel or something like that. And then imagine being 9 years old and going through 2 years of utter hell,
you know,
and
even
death and destruction. And you want to talk about creating the next generation of terrorists?
Even if it's dad, and dad was an insurgent, and it makes sense that the Chinese military would have, killed him? A 9-year-old isn't going to make that distinction. It's just dad dying in front of him to him.
Can you imagine what that would be like? How that would mold into your psychology? 1-800-259-9231. What are we creating, Mark? More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-7568. 800-430-7568. That's 800-430-7568.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there that awaits you with over 115,000 posts. It's all for free. There's serious issues being discussed, fun stuff, and everything in between. And over 1,200 people are interacting there for free. BBS.freetalklive.com. That's BBS. www.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Mark, once every 2 weeks, there's an organization called the Advocates for Self-Government that
right.
sends me a very interesting newsletter called The Liberator Online. It's an email thing, and
okay.
there's always some interesting things in there, and I like to pluck things out from time to time to share. But I highly recommend that you get on their Liberator list as well, and you can do it by going to theadvocates.org. Again, that's theadvocates.org. This one is about the Wall Street Journal. They've got a neat little segment in here called The Good News, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, or something like that. And Wall Street Journal, open the borders. That's right. There's actually a so-called conservative publication out there that's taking the sensible pro-freedom position on immigration.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
I can't believe it.
Immigration is an issue that's recently divided libertarians like few others. While many libertarians favor open borders in theory, this is actually the guy that writes The Liberator writing this, or at least want far less restraints on immigration, some argue the position is either too radical to gain any support or too dangerous and impractical in an age of terrorism, government welfare. And
I would say it's too radical to gain any support.
Okay. And threats to American culture values. I think it's sad that freedom is radical today. Regardless of your position on this controversial issue, a new article in the July 10th Wall Street Journal raises important points worth examining. The article is entitled, Conservatives and Immigration, the Debate on the Right About Freedom, Culture, and the Welfare State. First, some background. It may surprise some to learn that for more than 20 years, this mainstream, distinguished, and highly influential newspaper has long taken an extremely bold position in favor of open immigration. Indeed, on July 3rd, 1984... they called for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that says, there shall be open borders. In 1984, the Wall Street Journal wrote, quote, if Washington still wants to do something about immigration, we propose a five-word constitutional amendment. There shall be open borders. Perhaps this policy is overly ambitious in today's world, but the U.S. became the world's envy by trumpeting precisely this kind of heresy.
It really did. It really did. Think of Mary Shelley's poem on the Statue of
Emma
Liberty.
Lazarus. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein.
Go back to smoking pot, sorry.
They have written in favor of open borders and eased immigration many, many more times since then. In this latest article, they explain and defend their position, saying, quote, our own view is that a philosophy of free markets and free people includes flexible labor markets. At a fundamental level, this is a matter of freedom and human dignity. These migrants are freely contracting for their labor, which is a basic human right. Far from selling their labor cheap, they're traveling to the United States to sell it more dearly and improve their lives. Like millions of Americans before them, they and certainly their children climb the economic ladder as their skills and education increase. We realize that critics are not inventing the manifold problems that can arise from illegal immigration, trespassing, violent crime, overcrowded hospital emergency rooms, document counterfeiting, human smuggling, corpses on the Arizona desert, and a sense that the government has lost control of the border. But all of these result ultimately from too many immigrants chasing too few U.S. visas. Those migrating here to make a better life for themselves and their families would much prefer to come legally. Give them more legal ways to enter the country, and we're likely to reduce illegal immigration far more effectively than any physical barrier along the Rio Grande ever could.
I would have to agree.
This is not about rewarding bad behavior. It's about bringing immigration policy in line with economic and human reality. And the reality is that the United States has a growing demand for workers. That, by the way, is pointing out that there's not limited jobs in the United States. The jobs keep being made as more people keep coming in. They are not stealing anyone's job.
As long as somebody's valuable to a company, that company is going to hire them.
Regardless of their color,
right.
Regardless of where they came from.
As long as they can produce money for that company, the company is going to hire them. At some point or another, you have enough burger flippers at McDonald's, but there's always room for people to bring sales into a company.
While Mexico has both a large supply of U.S. of such workers and too few jobs at home. So because Mexico's economy is in the crapper, because they don't have as much freedom, per se, as the United States, or at least in some areas, there's just not as much opportunity.
I think
there.
It's corruption. I think it's
well, corruption means there's a lot of regulations, and therefore there's not a lot of freedom.
There's a difference between institutional corruption and, like, just wholesale corruption.
But if there weren't laws,
if I'm a bureaucrat who just takes, you know, I just go into the till, I just go into the, you know, I'm going to take some of this tax money for myself.
Yeah.
Now, there's a difference between, you know, that level of graft and, you know, having it on paper as, this is a fine, Mr. Bernard.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they're both theft, but there's an institutional level of corruption,
okay, okay.
You know, versus, and the company, in the countries that have just, you know, these,
out and out despots
in charge. The more corrupt a country is, the poorer it is.
Well, what about the welfare state? What about the immigrants not paying taxes? What about draining public services? The immigrants who arrive here come to work and not sit on the dole. And thanks to welfare reform, this is again the Wall Street Journal, the welfare rolls have declined despite a surge in illegal immigration in the past decade. The real claims that illegals make on public services are education, which can't be withheld because of a 1982 Supreme Court ruling, and health care, especially emergency rooms. Since denying urgent medical treatment is immoral, the answer again is to legalize cross-border labor flows and remove government obstacles to affordable health insurance. As for education, even illegals pay for public schools through the indirect property taxes.
Did they really say remove government regulations that on health insurance?
Yes.
Wow. This is a bold, bold statement.
As for education, even illegals pay for public schools through their indirect property. Though it's indirect through property taxes that they pay in rent.
Right.
Overall, immigrants contribute far more to our economy than they extract in public benefits. Again, Wall Street Journal, that's credible. What about cultural concerns?
They live really densely when they can, though. A lot of immigrants live.
It's a smart thing to do.
It is, but they live very densely, so therefore they pay
fewer. I would live densely if I was getting paid minimum wage. I mean, some of these guys are getting paid a little bit less than that.
Mm-hmm.
I would live densely because you've got to make those dollars go as far as you possibly can.
All I'm saying is that they're not contributing as much to public schools as, for instance, I am. I'm, you know, shelling out $4,000 a year.
Yeah, well,
writing a big old check to the government.
They don't call for abolishing government schools, which they should. That, of course, is the answer there. But they are pointing out that nonetheless they're contributing something. Overall, let's see. The real claims that illegals make on public services are education. As for education, even illegals pay for them. Overall, immigrants contribute far more to our economy. What about cultural concerns? Don't worry, says the Wall Street Journal. Immigrants are embracing American culture and embracing economic liberty. Mexican immigrants, like their European predecessors, are assimilating. Their children learn English and by the end of high school prefer it to their parents' native tongue. They also marry people they meet here. Second-generation Latinos earn less than white Americans, but more than blacks, and 50% more than first-generation Latinos. More on the way.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version. Both of them are on the house at freetalklive.com. We're going straight to the phones to Jarvis in Pennsylvania. Jarvis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Jarvis?
Just wanted to first say, you know, great show. I just signed up with the AM thing today.
Fantastic.
Really like you guys. I just wanted to share, unfortunately I can't remember all the details, but I wanted to share something I read a couple weeks ago about this immigration stuff.
Okay.
And it was a lady who owned like a landscaping company out in California, and she was debating some one of these, you know, xenophobic politician types.
Hmm.
And during the debate, like, she made some claim that, you know, no Americans would take the kind of jobs that she had to offer. She had, you know, supervisor positions that she was paying, you know, $30, $40 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, more than I make. And, you know, Americans just wouldn't sign up. I mean, it's really hard labor. You know, you're out in the sun all day, backbreaking work.
Sure.
And, yeah, these Mexicans, mostly, are coming in, taking the jobs, doing a great job. And the politician she was debating refuted her claim and said, you know, absolutely Americans would take that job. That's great money. And he even said, you know, my son would take that job. You know, my son needs a job. And she offered him the job on the spot during the debate. And the guy never showed up.
So he didn't show up for the work.
Yeah, I mean, so these guys are just, you know, great workers. And
oh, wait. Just, you're saying that he actually said, yes, I'll take the job, and then he didn't show up?
Well,
on behalf of his son. You know, he said for his son that his son would show up.
Oh, okay.
And his son never actually showed up for the job.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, it's true. I mean, these guys, you know, we're good. I just had four guys move my tree today, and you know, they dug a hole that would have taken me, like, 2 days to dig in, like, an hour.
I think that to some extent, good stereotypes are bad stereotypes, but you know, it does seem reasonable that somebody who came across the border would have come across the border, hopefully, for a better life. Hopefully, that better life doesn't include sucking off the teat of the state. And if we remove that teat, then the only reason they'd come across the border is to work their butts off so they could have a better life.
But you'd still have people opposing them because they're scared about their culture. This is, I mean, when you break it down, when you
refried beans are a frightening thing.
Jarvis, did you have anything else for us?
That's it today. Keep
appreciate
up,
the call, sir. Thanks. 800-259-9231. That's where this really breaks down. We've had the anti-immigration xenophobes on the show so many times now, and we can nail objection after objection after objection, and it just finally breaks down to, well, what about our culture? Well, what about your culture? And what is your culture anyway? In fact, I wrote an article for the Keene Free Press recently about immigration, because believe it or not, it's a hot topic everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're in the south, southwest corner of America or in the northeastern corner of America. There's still people that are upset about immigration up in Keene, New Hampshire, up in that area. And so the Keene Free Press had gotten a few letters. The anti-immigration xenophobes and I have been going back and forth for a few weeks, sending letters to the editor back and forth, just responding to one another. And finally, two of them responded at once to one of my letters, so I wrote kind of an editorial column for them. It's in this this current issue that was just published at the Keene Free Press. You can get it.
You sound like that blowhard savage, always pushing his books.
.com, but this isn't for sale. It's free. KeeneFreePress.com. Anyway, these guys were complaining once again about, well, our culture! And so I said, okay, for those of you reading this, I want to know what American culture is to you. And I wasn't just talking about the two guys I was responding to. I was talking to anyone reading the column. And anybody who's listening now, 1-800-259-9231, can you call and tell me, what is American culture? That's what I want to know. You're saying really what?
Well, is it St. Patrick's Day? Is it Bratwurst? I mean, I'm just thinking of all these things that have been brought in by immigrants that aren't our, you know, English ancestors, aren't blue bloods, that didn't show up here before the Revolutionary War, didn't come across with my ancestors on the Mayflower.
Mm-hmm.
I have ancestors on, you know, it came on the Mayflower, and I have ancestors that probably snuck across the border. But, you know, what is it about American culture? I think that we can show time and time and time and time again what the immigrants have done for America.
And they bring a few elements in here. It gets assimilated. New things come in all the time. Whether they're coming from Mexico, whether they're coming from Europe, whether they're coming from Alaska, whether they're coming from Russia.
If it's good, we use it.
Right. If it's a good idea, it gets assimilated into American culture. Change is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
For those people that are out there lamenting the loss of our culture, you people are not living in reality, are you?
Right.
You just don't understand that what you have today is inevitably going to be different 10 years from now. Look at the different generations over time. I mean, look at the greatest generation. And the baby boomers, and the Generation X, and then the Generation Y. I mean, these different, I know we're categorizing, it's not fair, but look at the differences over time. I mean, they're just, change happens. You can't do anything to stop it. And I dare say that if American culture is anything what I think it is, and that is that I more focus on the principles, not necessarily the culture. I focus on the principles that America was founded on. Freedom, liberty, the ability to have the opportunity to be a free man or a free woman and to live life the way you want to live it. It seems to me that those of you that have this love of American culture, again, whatever that is, I don't know, 800-259-9231, but it seems to me that you're going to throw out Americans' principles. You're going to throw out the freedoms that we have remaining. I know we're losing our freedoms at a fairly rapid clip, but these people are ready to take the shovel and toss out the remaining piles of freedom in this country just so they can preserve what they believe is their culture. They're willing to build checkpoints all across America. They're willing to check out businesses They're willing to have federal government agents go into businesses and audit their employees. They're willing to give up all sorts of freedom so they can have their precious culture, or what they believe is this, you know, this ethereal thing that they don't really even know what it is. We've asked them before on the air, when they've been on the air with us, what is American culture?
It would be a difficult question. It's a difficult question. It's so
of course it is, but they claim that they know what it is. They claim that it's going away. They claim that it's being diluted and ruined. So you would think that if they could claim that it's being ruined, that they could at least identify some characteristics of it. But they can't. It comes down to the fact that they're white and they don't like brown people. That's really what it comes down to. I know that might not be the case for all of you xenophobes. You know, you may believe that the hospitals are the reason, and if you could just fix the hospital problem, then you'd be okay with it. And if that's the case, then fine. But it seems to me that it's really about the color of the people, especially when you have cliches like this. I'm going to bring this from my article from the Keene Free Press. It's my favorite part. I said, I'll juxtapose two cliches that immigration control proponents love to use. There were two letters that I was responding to from two different xenophobes. One of them said, quote, they, the immigrants, should acquire this freedom like we did, with blood, sweat, tears, and make their own homelands free, democratic,
wait a minute,
and productive.
I didn't get this freedom through blood, sweat, and tears.
Well, he meant our ancestors.
Well, who knows whether his ancestors got it through blood, sweat,
he's
and tears.
He's presuming.
Yeah, he's just making that up.
But here, get this. This is the juxtaposition. So he says that they should do it through blood, sweat, and tears and make their own homelands free, democratic and productive. And we've heard that sentiment echoed on this show by the xenophobes that they shouldn't be coming here. They should be working hard down in Mexico. You know, why are you coming here? You should make your own country free. Well, then juxtapose that with this one from the other guy. He says, if Mr. Ian doesn't care for our laws and justice system, then perhaps he should immigrate to some other country. Well, do you see the problem there? So, one hand, if the immigrants don't like their countries, they should stay there and change them. But on the other hand, if I don't like this country, I should leave. What's the problem there? More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you. And Mark can join us online. Even in, by the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can join us on the phones even in these remaining moments. And we're talking about immigration. Specifically, I'm asking, what is American culture? What does it mean to you? We're going to explore that here in moments. But we want you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Over 255 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. In fact, today I was processing through some of the amplifiers because I get a couple days behind and I have to kind of catch up. And so I was doing that today. And one of the amplifiers has upgraded himself. Now, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll learn about the amplifier program, and you'll learn that essentially what it is a program that allows us, for $3 a month from you, totally voluntary. You send us $3 a month, we turn it around into advertising for the show. We promote the show on more radio stations. We get the show on more people's internet connections through advertising and other venues, and you can get all the details on exactly what it is we're doing with the money at amp.freetalklive.com. But all we ask is $3 a month. I mean, that's a cup of coffee. And that's per month. Some people spend $3 a day on coffee. So if you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help spread the show, this is the most effective way to spread the message of freedom and liberty.
I've certainly spent $3 a day on coffee. Not so, every day.
I mean, it's nice for me to say that this is the most effective way to spend $3 a month. I believe it. Personally, I do. And obviously, a few people agree. That's why over 250 of our listeners have become amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. But I wanted to share an email from Christopher, who has just upgraded his subscription from $3 to $50 per month. Now,
wow.
This is way, way above and beyond. This puts him in the second place, basically. We got one guy that's doing 75, Christopher's doing 50, another guy's doing 50. So he's at the top.
Yeah, I would rather have, 20 people at 30 than one person at 50, obviously.
I would, too. I would, too.
I mean, 3, excuse me. 17 people at 3 than one person at 50.
Right, it doesn't
but
make
at the
him
same
more
time,
important.
It shows this person's really committed.
Right, it doesn't make him more important. It's just something I wanted to share with you. That's all. Well, all we would like is $3 because if we have a couple thousand people giving us $3 a month, we'll be at our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I just want to share this with him. It says, I've been a libertarian for 9 to 10 years. I just increased my AMP status to $50 a month from the 3 to hopefully get the word out. I've grown more radical in my views, as my family says anyway, for the entire 10 years, and was becoming disinterested in politics as a whole. Since stumbling upon Free Talk Live, I now see that I am not alone in my views. I've stopped my Libertarian Party monthly support to give to Free Talk Live. I really like that part.
I know you do.
To give my support to Free Talk Live, as I feel it's better spent reaching out to people to educate the brainwashed masses. I'm rarely available during show hours to call in with comments, but I thrive on each show, and I'm getting fired up and ready to move to New Hampshire in 2008. Remember, he stumbled across us, and now he's ready to move to New Hampshire as part of the First State Project.
Wow.
That's awesome. When my youngest graduates high school, heads off to college, I'm a registered nurse in South Carolina who's been a Free State Project member since just before the vote. Thanks for giving me a place to feel politically meaningful. I can't wait until next Pork Fest. Keep up the fight. I'll be listening. So just wanted to give just his experience as to why he jumped up. And again, $3 a month is all we ask, and we appreciate that. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's jump into the phones here. Serge in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I would just like to comment on your last thing about American culture.
Okay.
There is no American culture.
What do you mean?
Everything in America, well, most of it, I'd say 80% of it, has been assimilated from various immigrant groups. Just look at our foods. Go to, you know, pizza and sushi and hot dogs and hamburgers came from Germany. Everything that has made us great has come from different people, different groups of people.
I agree with you. We are a melting pot of different cultures from around the world that have come here to create something unique, something ever-changing, and that is America. Great call, Serge. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brandon in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I could not disagree with Serge and you more. I definitely think that we have an American culture.
Okay.
However, a lot of people are going to be very surprised as to what I think our American culture is.
Well, what is it?
Surprise us.
Well, first of all, I think our American culture is the aggregation of all of the various immigration groups and immigrants that come to this culture and make that melting pot. The fact that it is something unique, the fact that it is something singular on this planet, is in fact a culture. And I do think that our culture is being destroyed, but not in ways that all of these xenophobic people say. You know, we do have pillars of American culture, at least we used to, and those pillars were life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. It's our American literature, our American documents, like the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the articles of, you know, the essays written about civil disobedience from, you know, Patrick Henry, Thomas Paine, Martin Luther King. All of these things are what make us American, but it is this super religious, xenophobic, right-wing movement combined with, you know, an equally radical socialist left-wing movement that are trying to socialize and brainwash Americans into thinking that the American culture is the state and not the individuals that make it.
Great point. Thanks for the call, Brandon. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to August in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, August.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to make 2 points. I don't necessarily disagree with you guys. Actually, I agree with most of what you say, but two, just kind of a devil's advocate. I read an article quoting a guy from the 20s, a conservative writer about immigration, saying bringing in people without attrition and of democracy and freedom will slowly erode our own liberties. And you could make an argument that was kind of a prophetic statement. I don't know.
The erosion's been going on within the United States. The erosion is, the people that are socialists in this country are, there's plenty of white socialists in America, and it's happening from within. It's not the people coming here from other countries looking for a better life. Just because some guy wrote that in the 20s doesn't really mean anything.
I know, I generally agree with you, but that is something that would be worthy of looking into more, I think.
Okay, I see what you're saying, but let me counter it with this.
Sure.
If what you're saying is true and that allowing the unwashed socialists to come into this country is a bad idea, the only way to prevent it is a police state. And that's an even worse idea. Let's try freedom instead.
You're after it. My second point is that we are such a heavily regulated market where you basically squeeze out new opportunities for lower-income workers. You bring in new labor that lowers prices, increases rents. It does make it very difficult for lower-class citizens to get around. Because it does increase the cost of rent, it does lower wages, and so much opportunity has been taken out of our market.
Well, now hold on. Now wait, slow down.
Sure.
It doesn't increase the cost of rent because as more people come into the area, more houses will be built. The supply will scale up to the demand in that case. It might temporarily while the houses are being built, but no, the immigrants are not increasing the cost of rent. What's increasing the cost of rent is inflation, because housing costs are catching up to, you know, keeping up with inflation, meaning that people are buying and selling housing for more, so therefore they have to rent their houses out for more. You can blame the federal government and the Federal Reserve for higher rent prices. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Just a blast of calls here at the end. Hello, Alex.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Sure.
Hi, this is a little bit off the subject.
It's all right. It's Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
The day before Easter, I recently drove with my license suspended. I had to go to the pharmacy, who was like two blocks away, to get my child some medicine because he was sick.
Okay.
And on the way home, I got pulled over.
Ugh.
I spent 24 hours in jail, was released Easter morning. She didn't write a ticket. 3 months later, I still have not received any court date. I've called. They don't have no record of it.
What?
Well,
they did issue a paper plate. The paper plate. They did issue one of those.
What is that?
It's where they put a hold on the license plate.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if you're allowed to sell the car or switch it to anybody else's name or anything.
Huh.
But on the back of that paper plate, it also says, on a third conviction of driving on a suspended, that's to be issued. This would only be the second. On the second conviction, if it was an alcoholic problem, you know, driving, then they would issue one. So it looks like they shouldn't even issue the paper plate.
So they're just screwing everything up, is what you're saying?
Basically, yes.
And if it turns out that they didn't put you in the system, are you going to continue to pursue this and try to get them to put you in the system? Are you going to try and drop it and hope they forget about it and hope they don't issue a warrant for your arrest? I mean, what's the best way to handle this?
You know what? I'm not sure. That's kind of why I was calling you.
Man, if they say they don't have any records on you, what can you do about that?
I don't know. He's like stuck in purgatory.
So I'm not going to go and get my license back.
What are you going to do?
I paid him the money that I owed him. Technically, I just have to pay the reinstatement fee. But why pay it if they're just going to suspend it again?
Yeah.
But the thing is when I went to court, the judge said if you have an emergency, you are allowed to go and get
And you had an emergency.
And that was an emergency situation.
Oh, well, I say forget whatever you're in Michigan. Forget Michigan. It's going insane over there. We've read all kinds of bad stories about Michigan recently. And consider the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Thanks for the call, man, and good luck. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will join you again tomorrow night for the Friday edition. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a Congress.
Are you a